Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Cameron Diaz, fair play to you. And Benji Madden, that's obviously the guy, the father of the child, allegedly, who are told they're secretly welcoming their second child into the world. Well done. Congratulations, Cameron. I don't know you, but congratulations. On Friday, Cameron Diaz revealed the birth of her son, Cardinal Madden, in an Instagram post. Now, she did not reveal the date of birth or how she conceived, so we're left kind of wondering, was there IVF or surrogacy involved? The couple now also have a four-year-old. Now, why I'm talking about this is Cameron Diaz is 51 years of age and her husband is 45. And while it's always a blessing when a child comes into this world, we have to ask, should there be an age limit? Now, I don't mean a legal age limit where you turn and say, no, it's illegal, you can't have a baby. Close that womb of yours up right now. No, I don't mean like that. Morally, should there be an age limit? You know, is it kind of, at what point is it too old to have a child and just become selfish? I mean, when this baby goes off to college, Cameron Diaz will be 70 years of age. Now, don't get me wrong. When it comes to celebrities, they've plenty of money. They probably hire nannies and all sorts of things, so it's not as important, I suppose. But is it really fair on the child? Forget about Cameron Diaz for a second, and let's talk about Joe Soaps and Josephine Soap. You know, if they're having a child, what is the cutoff age? If you want to adopt a child, by the way, the cutoff age is 41, as far as I know. So in other words, they deem it, the state deems it for adoption, 41. I'll get Jane to check that if she can, but I think it's 41 years of age for adoption. If you could just check it, Jane, the cutoff age. So the state deems 41 to be the cutoff age, as far as I know. So the state deems that over the age of 41, well, it's not that you're not a fit parent, but, you know, you won't be around for long enough, you know, to kind of, you know, pay for this child and look after this child in a responsible manner. Now, no doubt this baby won't be short of a few quid, I'm sure. Cameron Diaz's baby I'm talking about. And I'm sure his parents will have the best of health care. But it is unfair on the baby to have such old parents. Mind you, I am glad they've genderized the baby, because that's the kind of thing that celebrities do nowadays, isn't it?
Yeah, we're not telling you the gender of the baby, because, you know, the baby doesn't have a gender. They're not born with a gender. You know, they'll decide their own gender.
Tosh. But I always worry about any child in that situation, you know, that a parent decides that the baby will decide its gender. Yeah. Anyway, where does this end? I'm talking about the age thing. Because of technology, we can have kids, you know, later and later in life. You know, because we're getting better at IVF and all those other kind of things, surrogacy, etc., etc. But just because we can, it doesn't mean we should, or does it? I mean, is it unfair for a child, you know, or, a, you know, the child, so to say, or is it unfair to have a baby over the age of 45 or 41? I would have said 41, maybe 45. That's what Jane is kind of thinking. But is it unfair, you know, for an adult to have a baby, you know, at the age of 45? Is that unfair, do you think? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. You can WhatsApp or text. Is it unfair to have children over the age of 41? Maybe your mum was over the age of 41 years ago. It would have been more common, I suppose. Now, remember, biologically, women can have babies up to what? 45, 46, most women, I suppose, before they go into menopause. You know, some maybe a little bit later. I think I'm going to get Jane to check this as well for me if I can, all right? But I... I don't know. That's in Ireland. I mean, Jane says she doesn't reckon there's enough for age limit for adopted children, but I don't know. I think in Ireland, I remember somebody telling me once it was 41, but she's going to check it again. Anyway, but Jane, could you do me a favour and check? In Europe, the oldest biological child, so the oldest mother to conceive a child without IVF, okay? I love these interesting facts. Jane is like, she's just like a little workhorse there. She just finds these facts. Anyway, but I'm going to guess that it's probably 56, 55 maybe at the most, if that's even possible. I don't even think that's possible. But anything after that, you just know it has to be IVF. And IVF, by the way, you can have babies up to, I think the oldest is like 69 or something like that. Anyway, but is it wrong to have a baby, you know, after that point? Let me go to Danielle. Danielle, hi, how are you?
I'm good, Niall. How are you?
Good. Danielle, what is the cut-off? Is there a cut-off point? Apart from the biology, you know, is there a cut-off point?
Oh, there has to be, because the older you get, the less energy you have.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I couldn't imagine at my age now running around after a 2-year-old. You know what I mean?
It takes it out, you like.
Yeah, my tolerance levels have gone down too, you know, to be dealing with it.
But, like, look, it's not fair on the child, right, in my view, right? Because the parents aren't going to, I don't want to be saying this sound really bad, they mightn't be around long enough.
Well, you're not sounding bad, you're just being logical. Yeah, I mean, you might not be around before the time they get to college, yeah.
But that's it, and then where does the child go? What happens if they've no other living relatives? Are they on their own then? Mm. I know they're going to be over the age of 18.
Is it selfish? Is it selfish to have children late in life? Because you're not doing it really for the child. You're doing it for you, aren't you? Because you want to have one.
It is on a level selfish, because why would you want to bring a child into this world when you're of an older age?
Mm. No, I know.
They're hard work.
Well, this is true, yeah. I know some people believe this is something they've always wanted or whatever, that, you know, thing, that urge inside them or something like that. I don't know. You know, but in saying that, is it fair on the child?
My view, it isn't, because, like, what you're going to do, the older the parent, you're not going to be able to keep up with the child. And because things are changing so much, mm-hmm. technology-wise, they're not woke parents, I'll say that.
No.
You know, because even at my age, I don't have kids, but I don't want one.
Not at this point in your life. Well, I don't know what age you are, Danielle. I'm not going to ask you your age, but yeah, I understand why you wouldn't want one now, maybe. Did you want to have children when you were younger? Was that something? No, you never did.
No, okay. Never did. Well, okay. I never had that urge. Like,
yeah, you never got that kind of maternal instinct.
No, it's strange, but I don't. It's not that I don't like kids. I prefer to hand them back.
Yeah, and by the way, the fact that you decided not to have children. Did people kind of frown on you for that? Because it's a kind of thing, isn't it, that people say, oh, she didn't want children. Jeez, that's real selfish, not bringing a child into the world. Did people frown on you?
Yeah, they did. But I just turned around and said, it's none of your business. It's my decision.
Was there pressure on you to have children?
Not really, no.
Okay, because most women will say there's a bit of pressure on them to have children.
No, not for me there wasn't. It was just, that's the way things worked out as well. But I also didn't want any kids.
Yeah, okay. For you, that's what you wanted.
But, sometimes you do get what you want.
Yeah. And okay, so what about Cameron Diaz? Now, mind you, she's a celebrity. She should have a million nannies working for her. But still, 51.
It's a bit old in my view. So it is, because she's going to be able to cope, but the average person wouldn't.
Yeah.
You know, who wants to be at that age changing dirty nappies and getting up for night feeds and the whole shebang?
I'm looking here. The oldest mother to give birth in Ireland over the past decade was 54 years of age, right? So that's by natural birth, okay? Oh, that's just generally, is it? Okay, no, well, it is natural birth, because I know people who are older than that that's had it to IVF. But it says here also, the CSO figures have revealed that the number of mothers giving birth after the age of 45 has more than doubled over the last decade. And now they were figures from 2017. So, and I wouldn't say it's changed much. So it's actually doubled the amount of people that are having children over the age. Well, that's because of, you know, IVF, of course, has made it a lot easier.
And careers.
Yeah, people are holding off having children, you know. And the people used to have, women used to have babies at 19 and 20. Now they're not having babies on average till they're 31 or 32, their first child. And they're kind of holding it off because of careers. I don't know that's such a good thing anymore.
But if you work at it, you can balance it out. There's loads of people out there that do that.
Mm.
Do you know? And I know the child has to go to a creche, but there's always the option of a stay-at-home mother or father as well. If they can afford to do that, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just thinking, is it Al Pacino? He's like 87, isn't he?
Yeah, Mick Jagger. Mick Jagger did it too.
Him as well, yeah.
Oh, was it? Remember Bruce Forsyth? Bruce Forsyth was in his late 80s and he had a child.
What? Yeah. Wow. Oh my God. Well, men can keep going, like, women have no choice sometimes.
Men will keep going from there before they die. You know what I mean? They just keep going. I'm looking here as well. Okay, this is from 2007. Don Brook.
Excuse me.
Is the oldest woman to give birth without fertility treatment. and she's an American woman. And I was spot on the money. I said 57 would be the oldest, which I was right. 57, and that was in 1965. Previously believed to have held the record. To adopt a child in Ireland, you must be 21 years of age, resident of Ireland. If you're adopting a child as a couple, and one of you is the child's mother or father or relative, only one of you must be at least 21. And there's, according to this, there's no upper limit for adoption of parents. I don't know where I've seen the 41 thing before. I don't know where that... Maybe somebody can enlighten me where I've seen 41 before. But anyway, 41 I thought was it. But anyway, it seems there's no upper level. But I can't imagine you wanting to adopt a baby, you know?
Not 21. It's very young.
Well, under 21, certainly. But over 41, I couldn't imagine it either. Okay, so you think it's selfish to do it?
Yeah, I do. Plain and simple.
Okay, hang on. Eddie, hi, how are you?
Good evening, Noel. You well?
Good. Eddie, I mean, is this... Forget about Cameron Diaz and celebrities, because they can do what they want. They've loads of money. But, you know, for the average person, is it selfish to have a kid over the age of 45?
Yes. Noel, this is something I'm really strong on. I don't have kids, as you well know by now. But
you should get together with Danielle. The two of you get on like a house on fire.
Stop. I've just been having this row with Jen. I always said, right, if I don't have a kid by 35, I don't want a child, right? That was my cut-off point. I always said, I don't want to be an old dad. I want to be young, fit and healthy. I want to be able to climb a tree with them, kick a ball, run around after them, the whole nine yards, right?
Yeah.
Now, when you have a kid at 45, right, more than likely, you're not going to have any cousins because they're probably growing up 10 to 12 years before you, right? You're probably not going to have your grandparents in your life very long, because if your parents 45, that means their parents are probably in the 70s, so one of them is possibly gone already. You're not going to have your parents in your life a long time. My dad died at 68, so if he was to have me at 51, I'd have my dad in my life for 17 years instead of the 39 that I had him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I just think there's...
That would be devastating at 17, just before you go to college to lose your dad. Yeah.
It'd be horrible. Look, I remember going to school with this fella called Brendan O'Connor, right? And
Not Brendan O'Connor.
No.
All right, welcome to the Tonight Show. It's Brendan O'Connor with you here.
Yeah, sorry.
His dad was about 55, right? And our parent-teacher meetings in second year, we were about 14, so our dads were about 47, 48. Fucking stick he got. It's your granddad coming up for parents teaching me. And we ruined this fella, and it stuck with me forever. And I always thought, I don't ever want that to be me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't ever want that to be me. And not just those reasons I listed, like, you know, you're cousins. I grew up with my cousins. I went out from a pint the other night. We're the same age. We're best mates. I can't imagine not having him in my life because he grew up 10 to 12 years before me. You know, I think you miss out on a lot when your parents have you older. You miss out on a lot. And I'm just saying to Jane there a minute ago, Robert De Niro is like, had a kid. Was it last year? He's like 80. Billy Joel, one of my favourite singers, has twins. He's 75. He has 2 8-year-olds. I'm just thinking, it's being dead selfish.
Yeah.
It's dead selfish. I know you have all the money in the world, but that's not what kids want. Kids want the love of their parents.
I know. Unfortunately, these kids, these celebrity kids, will have the love of the nanny. You know, I mean, that's...
Yeah. Designer babies. It's like an
accessory. Yeah, and that's what I feel when you start having... I don't want to be insulting people who have had babies late in life, but it does kind of feel like you did it for yourself, not for the child. And it's an accessory. You know what I mean? I had to have a child before I die.
I have a mate in England, right? He's 52, right? He married a girl, 41, right? And he had a kid last year, right? And this fella used to always be out with the lads having a few beers. He's like Lord Lucan now. You don't see him anymore. He hasn't got the energy, you know?
Yeah.
Like, never mind chasing a kid. It's a chase his missus who's 21 years younger as well. And he's bollocks tired. He's never out. You don't see him anymore. And I'm like, by the time that kid grows out nappies, he'd be putting his dad into nappies. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There is something a little bit unfair, because I think it's important as well that you're not too much or too far away from your child generationally, because it's okay for your dad or your mom to be a generation away from you, right? But if they're two generations away from you, they've nothing in common with you. So, like, when I was younger and I had my first child, I could talk to him about computers. I could talk to him about pop music. I could talk, because I was a DJ at the time anyway, so I was a bit more in with the kids, if you know what I mean. I could talk about things that were modern. Whereas if I had been 20 years older and had been 50 years of age, maybe, or something like that, or 45 or 50 years of age, I would have nothing in common with him. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I can barely bend down at nearly 48 and tie my own bleeding shoelaces without making a big groan. The last thing I want to be is just chasing the bleeding baby across the floor. You know what I mean?
I had that problem for 4 years.
You always need your parents. You always need your parents as well. Like, you know, it's not fair on the child. It's just kind of like...
That child, kids are cruel. Kids are so cruel. And I guarantee they'll do what we've done to our mates that... Just slag them rotten.
Yeah.
And we made this kid's life hell. And you don't think of it when you're young, but we did. And that's going to happen to this person when they're older, you know?
Yeah. And you're right, there's a better chance of them popping their clogs as well, you know, which is not a good thing to be leaving a child fatherless or motherless or whatever it is. You know, look, these things can happen through accident or sickness or illness anyway. But
the problem is now, and we only talked about this last week, because the price of living now, people are having their kids later in life because they're trying to get established and on the property ladder. And they're having them later in life and they're actually only having, is it 1 3/4 or something like that?
1.7.
Yeah, yeah. And they're having them later in life, so they're kind of bound by financial means to have them later in life because you can't do what...
But we've set this system up. You know, I blame the governments of Europe particularly because Europe is a big problem at the moment when it comes to population replacement, right? And the population is getting older because we're having less children. And that's why there's a whole discussion around, you know, migration and all this kind of stuff. But anyway, the problem is, you know, is that parents are getting older and older and older. We have pushed this kind of agenda of women going out to work. Now, don't get me wrong. I want women to have those choices of working. Of course I do. And there should be equal rights for everybody to do that. But we still have to remember the family, which is really important. And what's happening now is the average age of having a child, say, going back, you know, 4 or 5 decades ago, was 20, 21 years of age. Now the average age for having a first child is 31 or 32. So that's a problem in society because now it's later in life, we're having less children.
And it's financial costs. I'll tell you a quick story. One of my neighbours there the other day I was talking to, his son is about 35, misses the same age, two teachers, both moved over to Dubai for a couple of years to get save up tax-free money for a house, had two kids over there, came back here, put the two of them in creche, $3,000 a month. Fresh fees, right?
Yeah.
So now they're moving back to Dubai because they can't afford it. And that's what's happening here as well to people. They're having to go, I'd love another child, but geez, we're stretched thin.
Yeah,
we can't afford it, you know? Because you can't throw them to a nanny and granddad all the time. So you have to get a nanny in or a creche. And it's mad money. It's like another mortgage.
Now, see, it's easy. And people are going to give out to you too because it's easy for you too because neither of you have children. But people will turn around and say, it doesn't matter what age, children are a blessing, no matter what age they come at.
Of course they will, but like, isn't it everybody's choice what they do in life?
Mm.
Nobody else has the right to tell you to go and have a kid.
See, nature's a wonderful thing. I'm not a believer in God, but even for those who are a believer
neither
in God,
it's
the same thing, right? Because just let's take nature, for example. Nature designed us, human beings, as men as the ones who go around spreading the seed and populating the world, right? Because, you know, we can produce sperm to literally an hour before we die. And so we never stop. Whereas women are designed biologically to only have children up to a certain point in their life. Because, and the reason for that is because after that, you know, you're either incapable, it's a risk to your life, it's a risk to the child's life, it's not a good thing. It's like with little animals. Years ago, I used to have hamsters. I don't know if anyone ever have hamsters. I'm not comparing human beings and hamsters, by the way. But
Noel, you're talking about nature, right?
Yeah, but then let me finish the hamster story. So I had two hamsters. I had Hetty and Harry. Harry, I'll be with you in a second, right? Hetty and Harry were my two hamsters, right? And they were going at it like rabbits, right? But every time, and I thought this was the most amazing thing in the world because I was only about 10 or 11 years of age, right? And Hetty would have like 5 or 6 little babies every now and again. And the next morning I'd wake up and the babies were gone. And I go, where's the babies gone? You know where they were. Where they were gone? They were.
She ate them,
and that's nature. A lot of animals do it in the animal kingdom when they feel they're too old or they can't look after them. They eat them.
Well, it's like in nature when you have rutting season, you'll have two stags who will fight to the death for a mate, and she wants the young, fit, healthy one. Doesn't want an old fart. That's no good to nobody, you know.
Mm. Well, hang on, let me go to Harry as well. Harry, hi, how are you?
How are you?
Harry, you don't think there's anything wrong with having children late in life? And when we talk late in life, kind of over the age of 45, 50.
Well, I was like 44 when I met his mother. I mean, 44, he was probably, he's not pregnant straight away. I couldn't believe it because I was traveling the world. I was living the life for about 30 years. I mean, so I was, you know, and when she got pregnant, it was just like, I didn't think of running away, man.
Yeah.
I just said, right, this is it, you know.
And how old did you say you were at that stage?
I was 44 when I met her. I was 45 when he was born.
Right, okay, okay.
So I'm 59 now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm very active with him. I still do a lot of stuff with him.
Yeah.
Go to all school meetings. I go to school to sports. We still go out. We play basketball together. We do other stuff, you know. We go walks to the beach. I brought him on holidays every year. Mm-hmm. Every year. We've been all over the world. I've had him in New York. Had him in South America. He's a baby.
Yeah.
And I don't understand. I mean, like I said, I didn't plan it, but I mean, it's not a hinder. It's not a hassle to me, you know? Mm. I mean, I enjoy every day with him and I'm not getting tired. I don't feel, I'm an old man now, you know?
Yeah, Eddie feels like an old man. He's not even your age.
Well, he probably is an old man. He doesn't walk, he doesn't train.
He's 59 and he has a 14-year-old. He's still active. He's probably one of very seldom that are like that. But what I will say to this chap on the line that's 59, are your parents still alive for your child to enjoy grandparents?
No, his grandmother died there just 5 years ago, St. Patrick's Day.
Mm. That's what I'm saying, because you had them later.
I don't know if that's a fair argument, Eddie, because my granny and granddad died before I was 10.
He's still got to spend like a lot of time with her, and he still remembers her. He still talks about her.
And his cousins are probably a lot older than him as well.
Years ago, his grandfather, he's loads of cousins, and all his age as well. There's a lot of his age.
But Harry, is there a cut-off point? More so, I suppose, for women because they're the ones having the children. But is there a cut-off point?
I can't speak about women, right? But I mean, the thing is that for me, as long as I stay alive long enough to see him go to college, get married, and I'd love to see the first child, and that'd be me. That's my life.
Mm. I kind of get that, Eddie. I kind of get that.
Oh, yeah, I know, but most people want to see the second, third, and fourth child because they have more time on the side. That's the other argument.
My father didn't. Yeah, but you don't. It doesn't work like that, you know? I mean, my father never seen him because he died over 30 years ago. Fell down the stairs and cracked his skull.
God. So, sorry to hear
that. No, I'm just saying, but I mean, that's the way life is, you know? Life, you don't plan it. I mean, like he fell down the stairs, he didn't plan that. He'd have loved to meet him and see him.
You're saying you don't plan life. Having children is generally one thing that you do plan. You know, when you're getting married or when you meet somebody, you say, okay, we'd like to have two kids. We'd like to have them before such and such an age.
I never thought of that. Like, all my friends were getting married at the age of 18. You know?
Yeah.
19 back then.
You were too busy traveling the world.
I'm sorry if it's random, but you know where to live. And they weren't financially set for it. They were just doing it because it was a thing to be done back then, you know?
Yeah.
And even now, I mean, there's a lot of the situation where, I don't understand how to say, but I mean, financially wise or anything else, you know?
Yeah.
There's still a thing. But I was lucky. I had it, you know? I had money, you know? And I just partied. I spent it myself. I never imagined having a child. I never imagined. It wasn't, like I said, it just... And it's the best thing that ever happened to me.
And how old did you say your partner is again? How old is she?
Oh, she was 27 when I met her. I was 44.
Right. There you go, Eddie. Yeah. You see, well, here's the thing. She was younger, right? But if you had met somebody 45, would you think that would have been right for the 2 years, you know, being, you know, middle-aged to be having a baby?
It wouldn't have bothered me because I told him.
Are you still with the young lady?
We are, yes.
Yeah, it's fair play to you because I wouldn't have anything in common with someone 17 years younger. I don't care if he looked like a young Dolly Parton.
I just wouldn't have anything in common anymore, you know.
I know, but still, there's still going to be a 17-year age gap, no matter what age you are.
Yeah, but what's the age gap got to do with anything?
Oh, a lot for me. It's all about age. The topic.
How many kids do you have?
None.
I don't have kids.
And then how could you even be talking about this topic?
Right, so I don't have a driving license and I'm not allowed to talk about congestion on the road. That's a bad argument. I'm allowed an opinion. The talk show.
I'm just saying. I can understand somebody ringing up that has kids and saying, oh, I had a child when I was, you know, 50.
Ah, Harry, I don't buy that because I do the talk show every night, as you well know. And, you know, people come on and talk about politicians. Doesn't mean they have to be a politician to understand politics. I'm just saying, you don't have to have children to understand the conversation about children.
Yeah, I know. I don't understand that. I mean, he has nephews, nieces, and all that. I don't understand that.
Yeah,
and you should realise that, like, and our children are, like you said earlier on, you don't believe in God, but they are a blessing.
Yo, hang on, let me just bring John in just before we go to the break. I'm going to hold you all there. John, hi, how are you?
Oh, not too bad, Niall. How are you?
Good. John, well, we started off talking about Cameron Diaz, but there's point in talking about celebrities because they have any amount of nannies and money. So that, but generally speaking, is over the age of 45 too old? Is that selfish at that stage to have babies?
Well, if people think that that's selfish, then I must be the most selfish person in the world.
Okay, why?
I was 45 when we had our child.
Oh, okay.
My wife was 41.
Okay.
You know?
Which would have been difficult, by the way, at 41. It's always a bit of a risk as women get older, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, made to have a hospital birth because you were too old to have a home birth. You know, you're in a high-risk category. You were considered to be an older mum.
Yeah.
Or older
parent. Geriatric, I think, is the word they use, yeah.
Actually, yeah, you're right, actually. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's 10 years old now. I am coaching his rugby team. I am coaching his hurling team. I am coaching his Gaelic football team. So I'm not running around after one 10-year-old. I'm running around after 22 or 24 10-year-olds.
There you go, Eddie.
Fair play to you. But like I said there, are your parents still alive?
Yeah, my parents are alive. Now, her parents are... Because her man died when she was 6. So she had a massive coronary.
Oh, gosh.
And she died. Her dad buggered off when she was 1 because he didn't want to know.
Ah, that's sad.
So she's never grown up with parents.
But right? What I'm saying is you do appreciate the later in life you have them, the less of a chance they're going to have a grandparents.
But hang on, Eddie, right? You say that, right? My son will never know her parents. I will never know her parents. Where's the common sense in that? Things happen in life, you can't help it. You can't help it because things happen in life.
Hold on. Yes, we know all that, but what is, and this is common sense, the later you have your children, the older your parents are going to get, right? Therefore, by the time you reach a certain age, one of your parents might have gone, or the child might only know them for 2 or 3 years. They miss out on a lot. The later you have your kids, they miss out on a lot.
At this stage, my parents are 82 years old, right?
Do me a favour, lads. On that note, Eddie and John, please stay with me, and Harry as well, if you want to. Please stay with me, because I have to take a quick short break. The number is 087-188-0008. There you go. John is an older father. Eddie doesn't agree. Eddie thinks it's selfish to have children as you get older. And the reason we're talking about it is because Cameron Diaz just had a baby at 51. People are saying it's a little bit selfish, isn't it, having a baby at that point in your life? You know, by the time the baby is, you know, 15 or 16, you're popping off the clog, off the coil, isn't it?
And he's had 10 years of having his grandparents around.
Oh, no. I'm just trying to figure out something here, okay? Just work with me. Okay, so... By the time you're 20, you know, or when you're 64, he'll be 20 years of age. When you're 74, he'll be 30 years of age. Hopefully, maybe married and having his first child. You're going to be 74. Does that concern you a little bit?
I'll be a grandparent.
Yeah, I know, but does it concern... Yeah, but a grandparent to a very young baby. But does that concern you a little bit? Because obviously you're older than the average father.
Why?
Well, just statistically.
Bother me.
No, I'm only asking. You know? No, I'm not saying it should. I'm asking you, will it?
Personally speaking, no, it won't bother me.
Mm.
You know, myself and my wife, we had our child later on in life. That, you know, and it wasn't through our own fault. We've been trying for 10 years beforehand.
Yeah.
You know, and we had been trying, like, you know, yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Got disparaged. thinking that it's never going to happen. And then all of a sudden, boom, there we go. Walk into the doctor's office and she turned around and says, "Was you're pregnant."
And what was that moment like, by the way, at that point in your life when you found out you were pregnant? Was that a great, joyous moment? Or was there some little concerns in your head going, "Oh, jabers, I have a lot to look forward to now." Oh.
Absolute. Both of us were over the moon. Mm. Couldn't have been happier. We're so looking forward to everything, you know, planning everything. You know, we weren't rich at the time. We didn't have a huge amount of money. We had a load of debt. We worked our arses off to get rid of the debt. You know, we worked our arses off to make sure we had enough money to have support our child, you know.
Can I ask Harry the same question? Harry, when you found out your missus was pregnant at the age you were at, were you delighted? Were you joyous? Or was it a kind of, I don't know about this now?
No, because I just kind of was stunned for a while. You know, kind of shocked.
Yeah, as you would be.
I was not to mean getting away with it for so long, you know?
Yeah, getting away with it. What, you were wrapping it up like, were you?
Yeah, and then I just, I remember when he was born, we're in the tunnel. And I got to cut the cord. I mean, you can't do that now. I got to cut the umbilical cord. And that was the most amazing part of my life.
Was it? Jesus, I don't know about
that. That changed everything for me, you know?
I don't know whether that's how amazing that. I've said this before, by the way. I mean, don't get me wrong, childbirth is the most amazing thing in the world. But I don't believe it's a spectator sport.
No, but I mean, the same thing. I didn't know whether I was going to enjoy it or not. But I mean, and it was a bit scary. But I mean, when she asked me to cut the cord, I was a bit hesitant. But when I did,
Somebody invited me. I was in somebody's house once, right? And they were showing me some baby photographs of their kid, right, who was now 10 or 11 or something, right? And they said, look at his little baby annual. It was on the desktop. Look at his little baby annual. And they opened it up and his little footprint was in it when he was a baby. And then there was this blue, horrible-looking yoke. And I went, what's that? And that's his umbilical cord. I said, you did not save the umbilical cord. Oh, don't tell me you did that. Oh, please.
Oh, yeah, the gas thing is, when he came out, right, I seen him coming out, and he was one of the biggest babies at the time in the hospital. I mean, when he came out, and I seen the corum, I turned to the nurse and said, is he white or black?
There'd have been a lot of questions asked there, I tell you, if he hadn't have been. Okay, well, stay there just for a second, and Eddie saved me. I want to just go to Jessica. Let's get a female perspective on this. Jessica, hi, how are you doing?
How are you?
You think John should be bothered?
Feel like it's unfair on your son and possible grandchildren. Like, you're no spring chicken. You're not long left for this world.
He knows he's no spring. What do you mean chicken? I'm older than him.
I know you said not to bring celebrities, but look, let's look at Al Pacino. He's what, in his late 80s? How the hell is that still happening?
Yeah.
It's not fair.
Mick Jagger got one pregnant there a while ago too. He's in his 80s too.
Yeah, but whether you're rich or poor, like, once you're over the age of 35, for me, you just need to stop.
What, having sex?
Not having sex. Like, not, like, you, no one over 35 should be trying to be a brand new parent for the first time. I just think it's not fair.
Oh, go away.
Because there won't be long left for this world.
Oh, for crying out loud. How antiquated. How old.
Well, you won't.
Come into the real world.
In their 30s and 40s. Like, I'm being realistic.
Yeah, come into the real world. You're not being realistic. How are you being realistic?
Tomorrow. Is that going to be fair on your 10-year-old? You could drop dead tomorrow. Is that going to be fair on him?
Oh, Jay, no, I hope he doesn't.
He's there. Yeah, hold on.
We could all, Jessica, we could all drop dead tomorrow. You could drop dead tomorrow.
Can I just interject there?
Yeah, but I don't know, kids. I don't have to worry about that. Like, well, I'm probably going to get told. Oh, well, you don't have an opinion.
Hang on, Eddie. Sorry, Eddie, you want to interject, Eddie. Go ahead.
Yeah. Now, the advantages of having your child young, for example, my dad had me at 29. He died at 68, so I got 39 wonderful years of him. And I still feel cheated that he died at 68. But if had he had me at 45, I would have got 23 years of him. This is what I'm saying. The younger you have him, the more time you get to have with him. Also, all of my cousins that I grew up with, we're still best friends. There's no age gap longer than 3 to 4 years. But had he had me at 45, I would have missed out on all that. They would have all been 16 years younger, older than me.
Mm.
You do miss out on certain things. The later in life,
yeah.
Well, my young fella has got cousins the same age as him. Now, he's got three cousins the same age as him, you know, and don't be going on, oh, that's the exception to the rule. That's
no, I'm saying fair play to him, but you wouldn't have had that. I wouldn't have
had that. He's got the cousins that are same age, right? As far as me being 54 now, so what?
Yeah, Jessica, so what?
My wife's parents. Right. Her mother died when she was six. She didn't have a mother growing up. Did it affect her? Yes, it did affect her.
But you do understand.
She's now in a position.
You're not going to be in your
position.
Child's life as long as you should because you had him as old as you did. You'd agree with that, wouldn't you?
And he's got two healthy...
But hang on, I'm going to just defend John a little bit here, Eddie and Jessica. If you go back in time to when our parents, well, actually, maybe not you, Jessica, because you're younger generation again, you're 25, but Eddie, you. But when our parents had us, like my manda had me, well, they didn't have me actually because I was adopted, but I was born in a mother and baby home when I was in 1963. But my biological mother at the time, those people had, you know, seven or eight babies, Eddie. You know, and they had them from the age of 20 up to the age of 40 till they could no longer have babies. They were constantly getting pregnant.
If I'm wrong, was that was at the time life. When, like, condoms and all were banned. Like,
well, no, yeah, there was no contraception. Wrong. Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, well, that's why babies were popping up here there.
No, but I'm just saying, we didn't turn out too bad. Well, my biological mother, by the way, was 32 when she had me.
All I'm saying is the later you leave it to have your children, the less time you have with your children.
Come on. That's, you know, you're going back into the arcade.
No, in fairness, John, it is a statistical fact.
It's
as long as you're okay with that.
Whatever way you want. The later you leave it to have your children, the less time you have with them. It's common sense.
So, you know, your wife didn't have parents. You know, argue that one with me. Because
his wife didn't have
My wife didn't have any parents. Right?
I'm talking about your situation.
Yeah.
Because you had your kid later in life, you get to spend less time with them.
He's getting the best of both of us.
I'm not doubting that.
He's
not going to get it. For the longest duration.
But John, you have to admit the point that Eddie's making statistically that your little Timmy, whatever his name is, I don't know his name, your little Timmy is not going to have you as long statistically as, say, somebody who would have a child, you know, at, say, 30. That's just statistically true.
If I'm still alive when he's 30 years old, he'll have had 30 years of me. 30 years of memories.
Mm. When he could have had longer.
You're younger. Hang on one at a time. Sorry, Jessica, what'd you say?
When he could have had longer years with you. That's what me and Eddie are trying to argue with you, but you seem to be kind of pushing against that.
No.
You're trying to fight against time.
Hang on. We were trying for 10 years. 10 years to have him.
Okay, leaving your circumstance aside, John, that you were trying for 10 years, and I have no doubt that you were, there are people who are choosing to have children at your age. Not that they were trying, you know, since the age of 30 and only happened at 40 or 45 or whatever, but they're choosing to leave it later in life. Is that wrong?
No.
What would your cut-off age be, John?
Well, I wouldn't have a cut-off age.
For a male? You wouldn't have a cut-off age for a male? So if your neighbour at 60 years of age, all of a sudden goes, Mrs. Pregnant, you go, totally fine.
If myself and my wife could have another child tomorrow, we would.
And what age are you now?
I am 54 at the moment.
And you, if you could have another child tomorrow, you would?
Yeah.
You don't
have a baby.
So you'd be retiring, and you'd be at pension age when your kid's still in primary school, and you think that's okay?
So what?
You'd have less money. Sorry, what are you saying, Jessica?
How are people like John actually fighting against space of time? It actually baffles me. Do you actually think someone, like as Eddie said, let's focus on males, because obviously us women, we have a biological clock, but you can keep going till you're literally on your deathbed. So you think it's okay that if a 60-year-old man wants to have a child, or a 70-year-old wants to have a child, or an 8-year-old wants to have a first child, you think that's okay? think an 8-year-old man should be a first-time dad? Do you think that would? Do you think that would be fair? Go by your logic of
why wouldn't it be?
Why not?
Why wouldn't it
because
be?
Because they'd be dead by the time they reach their first birthday. Are you actually tick?
Oh Jesus, Jessica! Now you're going to roil him up completely. Now
I'm getting annoyed.
Jessica, darling. Jessica, darling. Jessica, darling.
Oh
okay.
So he wants to go down the patronising route.
Well, you just called him tick in fairness. Go on, John. Go on. Reply to that. Go on. You can reply.
Jessica, right.
Darling.
At 25 years of age, right, you have a lot of your life still ahead of you. Hopefully.
Not if I want to have a child, no, because I have a biological clock.
But it's your choice to have a partner, to have a child. That is your choice. Okay.
Hold on, and we both have biological clocks on us.
Well, the point she's making, John, is she's a lesbian, so they both have biological clocks. But anyway, that's beside the point. John.
I have a lot of friends who are lesbians, and they have children.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Couldn't give a shit.
What do they want?
What way you are? You know. Well, if you have one, it'd be great because it could give it to me for the sports.
Go on quickly. Anyway, I was going to Debbie, and I've only got 3 minutes. Go on. Make a point, John.
As far as I'm concerned, right, you don't have the experience that myself and my wife have had. We have been through hell and back. You know, we've been through the mill. We have a child now. We are as happy as shite. We would have another one tomorrow because we would be happy as shite because we love our kids.
By the way, was that just that whole period, if you don't mind me asking, on a personal level, John? You know, when you were trying for a baby for 10 years, it wasn't happening. So obviously there was fertility difficulties. Was that difficult for you and your missus?
It was heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Because so many different times we'd go in and we'd be told, oh yeah, you're there. And then we go in for the scan and we'd get told,
no, you're not.
It hasn't survived.
Yeah.
You know? And to pull ourselves back from that, every single time that happened, put ourselves back. That took a huge amount of energy from us. And when we were told in the GP surgery, by the way, you're pregnant, nothing. We would have literally, if we were able to, we would have gone out and bought a bottle of champagne and drank it there with the GP. But because we were being really careful.
Okay, well, hang on. Just let me just bring Debbie in. I've only got 3 minutes here. Debbie, hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, Debbie. You believe you need to stop at 40?
Yeah, well, I've had 7 now, but like me, 7 months. Yeah.
Have you not got a television set in your house?
No, and I'm a 3-year-old, but I definitely don't have the energy that I had when I had my 4th year. Like,
I'm not surprised if you have 7 kids. You know? If you don't have the energy.
but it's embarrassing sometimes when you go to the shop and people say, "Oh, do you have grandkids?" Like, fuck, I'm not that big now. You know?
By the way, what's it like having 7 kids? How old is the youngest, by the way?
The youngest is 7-8 months.
And how old is the oldest?
The eldest is 13.
Right, okay. Wow, so, you've been busy.
So it's 13, 12, 10, 9, 7, nearly 3, and then the baby.
Jay's birthdays probably cost a fortune. There's probably a birthday every bloody month. Christmas must be so expensive in your house. And what do you do for dinner? Do you have like, is it like Butlins? Do you have like 3 sittings for dinner?
Yeah, well, they all only want chicken nuggets and chips, so it's easy enough, you know?
Okay, so Debbie, as somebody with 7 children, I mean, you think even with 7 kids, 40, you should be stopping at 40?
Yeah, definitely around the early 40s. Now, my dog hasn't got the energy now, but some people probably still have, but I just think around the early 40s is time to stop, you know?
John doesn't say there should be no... John.
So I've no support.
Yeah, John doesn't see any upper age limit at all. He thinks you should be happy with the blessing of a child, and that's it.
No, I think he's definitely too old then, you know?
No, far from it. We're running around after him, enjoying ourselves. Like, we still go away on holidays. We go up and down the mountains with him, you know? We're doing everything with him. You know, if anything, he's keeping us younger. Because if we had ended up with none and just kept on going and going and going, we would have been, we're too old to do that now.
Debbie, do you manage to get away on holidays with 7 kids?
No, I can't afford a babysitter. So.
I was going to say it would be too expensive to bring them and too expensive to leave them at home.
And what, Debbie, yeah, what's
no, it? Well, I'm on my own with them, you know, so I don't have anybody to babysit. Like, my parents are passed and I only have the help from my sister, like, so. Other than that, you know, I don't have anyone to watch them or anything to go. Can't afford to be paying for seven of them, you know.
And is your partner still with you, by the way?
No, I'm not with the partner, no.
Okay, so you're right. You're a single mom with seven kids?
Yeah.
Wow. That must be
unfortunately, rude. I had to leave him due to his alcohol, you know.
Oh, so. Well, that's your own business. But what I'm saying to you is, fair play to you. Well done. Seven kids and doing it on your own. That is so difficult.
They're like me little best friends, you know. So
yeah, so it's like a team. Can you,
yeah, well, the youngest one now, she's kind of follows me everywhere, you know. So.
I mean, I mean, did you come from a big family?
I did, yeah. My mother had seven of us as well, so.
Okay, seven brides for seven brothers. Yeah, so. Yeah. Are you planning on having any more, by the way?
No. I have five girls and two boys, and girls are hard work.
Girls are harder work than boys. There is no doubt about that. I know. I have two boys and a girl, and the girls are definitely harder work than boys. But well done to you, Debbie, by the way, the very fact that you're a single mum with seven kids. Eddie, are you listening to this poor woman?
The hard part is when one of them gets sick, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, if
one
gets sick,
they're
all sick.
So, do you get to go out at all?
Probably at the weekends, like to go out to our dad's house, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't really go far. I go for bingo, that's it.
Right, okay. Yeah. And what, would you send them all over to their dad's house?
Yeah,
I was going to say, would you have to organise a coach to bring them?
Yeah, throwing them on the bus and over to go.
And what, do you have like a people carrier or do you just take buses everywhere?
No, I just get buses. I don't drive, so.
Yeah, okay. God.
It's a bit of a nightmare when the busman tells you to get them to sit down because you can't get them all to sit down at once, you know?
Absolutely. Well, look, fair play to you. You deserve a medal and an award for being a single mum with seven kids. Listen, Debbie, thank you very much.
We go to Liffey Valley. That's our day out, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, all right. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Thank you very much indeed, John. I appreciate you coming on the air to talk to us. Thank you to you too, Eddie.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.